The arts are often seen as a space where everyone can find a sense of belonging, but the reality behind the scenes can be very different, with many creatives facing barriers that make the industry far less accessible than it appears. The Wise Aspen Bilharts takes a closer look at what needs to change to ensure more people can tell their own stories.
Have you ever felt like conversations about how to build a successful career miss something about you? About who you are and how you work, what you want in a career, and what you need to get there? I know I have. We live in a time when people have incredibly varied experiences of work, but a lot of career advice still seems to be one size fits all. At least in my case, I have a name for why some of that advice doesn't seem to see me. I've never been diagnosed as autistic, but I have reached a place where I'm comfortable claiming it as part of who I am. And it's common for neurodivergent people, like people with autism and ADHD, to feel like they're living in a world that wasn't built for them. I'm beginning a career in media, and my lecturers spent a lot of time telling us about the importance of networking to find jobs. They were right to do that. They're preparing us for the industry that exists. But that means that one of the biggest factors in building a career is not how well you can tell a story, but whether you can make a good impression on a lot of people. That is harder for some people than others. It's more tiring for some people than others. And that means it's harder for some people to take the very first step on the career ladder. To help me make sense of this, I talked to Bree Hadley. Bree is Professor of Drama at Queensland University of Technology, and she advocates for deaf, disabled, and neurodivergent people in arts, media, and cultural industries.
When we're talking about neurodiversity, it's not a diagnosis, so each of us is going to have a different set of, is it for me to do with the sensory seeking, sensory avoidance? Is it for me to do with processing and filtering and not being able to filter out all the extraneous? Is it to do with my impulsivity and impulse flows? Is it to do with not understanding what people are going on about when they use really metaphoric language in the industry? And when people have been able to work that out and negotiate a way to deal with that, whether that's shorter days or more breaks or a different sensory environment or coming in and out of it, that's what's been most useful for people.
Neurodiversity is often grouped in with disability, although not everyone sees it that way. I do think that being autistic gives me some strengths. It makes me thorough and detail-oriented, and it gives me different perspectives. And there's a version of this conversation which is all about those strengths. But Bree thinks that way of thinking about it is too simple.
There's a lot of people who are wary of superpower narratives because people telling you that neurodivergent people are supposed to have superpowers is like, cool. Not me. I got nothing. So there's kind of a double-edged sword there of it's exceptionalizing and creating a pressure at the same time.
In fact, changing some of the ways that we think about capacity and success wouldn't just help neurodivergent people. It would help everyone.
A lot of the feedback we get is that the historical ideas about what it takes to be a success and how many hours a day, days a week, weeks in the year you need to be working to do that is not feasible, it's not healthy, it's not sustainable. Broadly, across many people in the industry, that those kind of demands are, I guess, limiting the span of your career because of how long you can sustain them. And so thinking about some of those more flexible ways of working and thinking about why are we so attached to doing long days? Why are we so attached to doing X number of days without breaks? Why are we so attached to specific notions of success is going to have to be part of it.
And according to Bree, the more variety of people we can get into creative workplaces, the more inclusive it'll be.
Neurodivergent people are very good at accommodating mixed styles of communication and working through challenges in communication and not just having that expectation of this is how we do it. People are very different within a neurodivergent community, but I think consistently that ability to work through and think of different ways to do it and other ways to get through and be respectful of the diversity in the room is a consistent strength.
It's easy for conversations about disability and inclusion to feel like they happen out of obligation or even guilt, but I came away from this conversation feeling really excited. Right now, workplaces like broadcasting and film production nearly always have demanding schedules and rigid ways of working. But if those things can change, then we'll see more people telling their own stories in their own words. If that's not exciting, I don't know what is.
That was Professor Bree Hadley from the Faculty of Creative Industries at Queensland University of Technology, speaking to the Wise Aspen Ballhearts.